This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
But right now, the nephew is here for today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Nev?
Well, Shirley, we know Pastor just preached that thing the last break, and we're gonna stay right there in there. You know, today's title is called Jim, G-E-M. That's God's Eyes Missionary. God's Eyes Missionary. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Clarence. Clarence.
Yeah, this Clarence.
How you doing, Clarence? This is Thaddeus, man. I'm over at the church, man, Mount Baptist Church, where you're a member of, right?
Oh, yeah. Hey, what's up, man?
Okay. Hey, I'm with the Gems, man, and you actually came to this past service, correct?
You with the who?
Gems, the Gems. That's God's Eyes Missionary. And basically what we do is we watch what's going on, you know, in the church, who's coming, who hasn't come. And, you know, I don't mean any harm, but this if my records indicate me right, through my God's Eyes Ministry, the Gems, looking at my books, it looks like you this is your first time at the church this year, correct?
Yeah. Well, I mean, what can I do for you?
Okay. Now, when Pastor asked for all the visitors to stand, you actually did not stand, correct?
No, I'm a member.
Because you're a member. There we go. Now, you still work for you work for them?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what we've done is we've averaged it out that you.
What is this? I mean, what is this about?
Okay, I'm on my way to it. So you probably are you averaging about what between $40,000 and $50,000 on a yearly basis over there with?
I mean, yeah, something like that. But yeah, go ahead. What's the problem now?
See, what we're looking at, since you are a member, because, see, you did not stand when he said all members, and see, you did not stand up, which you right there are making the, you're clarifying that you are a member, and you're making about, we're going to roughly say, about $45,000 a year, which means 10% is $4,500. Now, we looked at the books and noticed that you put in $50 in the church on this past Easter on Sunday. Now, if you put $50 in, you're nowhere close. See, when you're going to start cutting into this $4,500 that you ought to be paying, your tithes?
Wait, what's your name?
I, like I said, sir, my name is Thaddeus. Thaddeus. Will a man rob God, yet ye have robbed me? Where in tithe than in offering? See, you are.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. You got all this stuff going on in the church. You got hungry people, you got people that need salvation and whatever, but you calling me about some money that I haven't given to the church?
Well, see,
and that's what your ministry does. Y'all spend all morning calling people.
My job, sir, as a Gem, God's Eyes Ministry, my job is to keep an eye on what's going on at the church. Now, when are you going to start cutting into your tithe? You $4,500 that we see, this is why we can't get the extra wing that Pastor wants to put on, because people like you. This is why.
But you know what? Man, you about to hold on a second. First of all, let me explain something to you, brother. Thaddeus, or whatever the ministry you are with.
Thaddeus.
Okay, that's fine. Listen, hey, I don't even have to explain this to you, but let me explain something to you. All right, this is a one-job household. This is all we do. This is a one-job household. My wife don't work, but my wife comes to church every Sunday, and she pays the tithes. Now, have you checked, as a Gem ministry, Have y'all looked at her ties?
Her ties ain't got nothing to do with you. You understand? You have to pay your tithes. Will a man rob God, yet ye have robbed? You are robbing the Lord, Brother Clarence.
You know what, man? You know, that's, you know, and you wonder why people don't come to church all the time. You know, how are you going to tell me that I could be giving my tithes somewhere else?
I am the secretary. I am the GM's secretary, God's Eyes Ministry, and my eyes have shown me that you've only given $50. You're making $45,000. You are 45.
Some dude from the church.
What's his dude name?
I don't know. That is something. I'll tell you that.
Who was?
Yes, I have, but that's not none of their business.
I know.
What does it have to do with him calling people and asking them if they're paying their tithes?
I got this. Let me handle it.
Are you sure?
Yeah. You know, I got it. I know.
Who was that, sir?
That's my wife. That's been paying. That's my wife. Been paying our tithes. That's right.
Oh, okay.
2 weeks ago.
I don't have nothing in my books that say y'all paid $300.
No, we paid. If she said we paid $300, we paid $300.
Okay. Let me ask you this. When are you going to start cutting into this 45? Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. That is what you are doing, sir.
Well, you know what? You robbing me right now of my time. Where I could go out. I got to be at work. I can't even go get dressed right now because I'm on the phone with you. I have to be at work in half an hour. You robbing me right now of my time.
Let me ask you something. Can you bring your tax return into so I can take a look at it?
My tax return? You know, I tell you what. I bring my tax return if everybody else bring their tax return. If you bring your tax return and Pastor bring his tax return, then I'll bring my tax return. We can have a tax return party.
When will your tax return? When can you fax it to me?
Are you serious?
If it's not too much to ask for. Listen, I'm gonna be honest with you. The next time you do come to church, we're gonna pat you down because we're gonna have to figure out.
Oh, hold on. You gonna pat me down the next time I come to church?
And then lay hands on you.
Okay, let me ask you this: Are you on salary at the church?
What does that have to do with anything?
I need to know what you tithe.
Look, it ain't got nothing. When you going to bring your $4,500 down so we can add it, so we can get the wing put on? I'm part of the gyms. You bring your money down here, Clarence.
Listen here, dog. Let me tell you something. I don't know who you are. I don't know what this ministry is.
I'm with the gyms. When can we expect?
Man, I don't give a. You know what? Let me tell you something. I don't care anything about your gym ministry. I don't care about you, man. I don't care about any of that.
When you gonna pay this 10%, man?
Let me tell you something, dog. Just for real. Don't call my house no more with this stuff. You about to make a brother go off. I mean, seriously. In this economy, you talking to me about me tithing $50? I'm trying to put a daughter through college. I'm trying to send a son through private school, and I can't get that done. I'm trying to keep the lights on over here,
dog. What do that have to do with the church?
I already told you. I'm getting ready to hang up, and if you want to meet me and whatever you're going to do and whatever, then that's fine. So
I need to tell you something else about your job, too.
You ain't got to tell me nothing about my job. You don't have to tell me nothing about my job.
I need to tell you something about your job.
Dude, I'm finna hang up this phone.
Is there a man named Chapman at your job?
Yeah, Chapman at my job.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's been there too.
No, wait a minute. Chapman is the one that got me to call you. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby. You just got pranked.
With the
gym ministry.
Yeah, but somebody's getting ready to get beat up at the today. Somebody getting ready to get it.
Yeah, man. Hey, I got one more thing to ask you, man. What is the baddest, and I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
It's obviously, it's the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Give it to me, baby.
You play too much.
It's them gyms.
I was feeling so bad for him.
I don't know how he didn't cuss you out.
Yes. He was a good Christian. He hung in there, man.
Shirley,
I take offense to that.
Right.
Tommy wasn't.
All right. Thank you, nephew.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.